From the KTOA newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. A local native corporation is suing the city formerly known as Barrow, demanding it halts the official name change to Utqiagvik. And for now, although the change has been made official, the city is halting the use of public money to implement the change until the courts have reached a judgment. A temporary restraining order was filed Wednesday by lawyers representing Utqiagvik Inupiaq Corporation, or UIC. In material submitted to the state court, UIC alleges the city council voted to put the name change on the October 4th municipal ballot without providing the required notice to the Barrow public. Filing also claims that after repeated requests, city officials have failed to provide any public notices or meeting minutes about the name change ordinance from when it passed on August 25th, a possible violation of municipal rules. The main contention of the lawsuit is that the city council's actions led to the passage of a flawed law and risks spending money to change signs, contracts, and seals that won't be able to be recovered. Fanny Suvlu is mayor of Utqiagvik and presided over the ceremonial renaming earlier Thursday. She says the city appeared in court Thursday, but it hardly settles the matter as it waits for judgment.
As far as money being spent on, like, changing the signage around town, I believe, you know, once we have a clearer idea of what's actually happening in the court system, I'll have a better opportunity to address that question.
Suvlu has also introduced an ordinance to the city council that would put the issue back before voters, asking whether they'd like to repeal the name change. She says that could appear during a special election in March. Utqiagvik City Council member Kyan Hartrek said the members were disappointed that money was being spent by local native corporation on the name issue. Environmental Protection Agency says it plans to require mining companies show they have the financial wherewithal to clean up their pollution so taxpayers aren't stuck footing the bill. Friday's announcement follows a January court order for the agency to enforce a long-ignored provision in the 1980 federal Superfund law. The requirement would apply to so-called hard rock mining, which includes metals and other ores. Federal government is giving public housing agencies nationwide 18 months to implement a ban on smoking, but the state of Alaska is looking to crack down on tobacco much sooner. KYUK reports the director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, Kathy Stone, says the state's ban on smoking in public housing developments could take effect as soon as April or May. Two Juneau women were arrested and charged Wednesday after the station wagon they were driving struck a pedestrian, according to a Juneau Police Department news release. Police say the driver, 25-year-old Sharon Harris, struck a pedestrian at about 8:40 p.m. Wednesday on Foster Avenue in Douglas. Harris is charged with driving while intoxicated, two counts of misconduct involving a weapon, and driving without a valid license. The pedestrian called police and reported the station wagon had a burnt-out taillight and was damaged in the incident. The vehicle drove away down Cordova Street. Pedestrian declined medical treatment. Police said the other woman charged with driving while intoxicated was initially the passenger, 23-year-old Cheryl Shorty. According to police, the occupants switched positions as an officer approached the vehicle during a traffic stop on Egan Drive near the wharf. And Eagle Crest Ski Area is opening this weekend. The Porcupine Chairlift will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow and Sunday. Also opening tomorrow, Eagle Crest Grill, Mountain Lift Coffee Stand, the Snow Sports School, and the Rental and Repair Shop. The Hooter, Ptarmigan, and Black Bear Chairs along the Nordic Trails will remain closed until there's more snow. There's currently 4 inches of snow at the base with a half inch of new snow within the last 24 hours. It's 43 degrees at Juneau International Airport.